It was a hobby as a kid growing up, playing with leather, shot a few roos, tanned a few skins, made some whips.
And it's gone on from there. How many years?
Put my first saddle in the Yass Show in 1977.
And you've been doing it ever since?
Basically, yeah. Oh, little offshoots of when things happen, things go quiet, you still got to eat, feed your kids.
Did things go quiet for you at any stage in the saddle industry?
Malcolm Fraser was the first one. He put 17.5% sales tax on the saddlery trade overnight and basically shut the trade down for a long while. Next worst one was EI. That stopped things pretty much the same way.
What, just died? And
just stopped.
And you had no work. And what did you do in that situation?
Try out the other skills on a crowbar and shovel.
Bit of fencing.
That's it. Fencing, yard building, sheds, yeah.
What you're doing at the bench and what you're doing on the saddle mould here, making that saddle, has it changed much over the years?
Only in how careful you have to be now. It's a lot more an exact art as to when saddles were just something that went to work and that was it. No one looked at, you know, everyone just rode in them, used them, wore them out. These days it's more a showpiece. It's got to look the part, it's got to fit well, and it's got to be comfortable.
Well, the horses, their structure, the size of them, big, small, you have to work on the horse for the saddle, or is it pretty much a saddle that will fit most horses?
Most horses we can get away with a decent saddle, but you do get your variances, yeah. Yeah, you'll get an extreme of a horse that's a bit straight-shouldered, and saddles will tend to slip over their wither, so things like that, yeah.
You do almost everything associated with making the saddle, but you do start with the framework, so to speak, of that saddle, which is made of wood.
Yeah, that's the tree. All saddles have a tree. Doesn't matter what make of or breed of saddle, it's got a tree in it. So that's your general framework. That supports your weight and sort of melds it into fitting the horse without causing pressure points, that type of thing.
And you build on that. You build the leather work, the padding that goes around it, and every other bit of the saddle there.
Yeah, that's where the fun is, yeah.
What are the challenges? What's the major challenge then in making a saddle today?
Getting someone to explain what they want is the hardest one. It's easy to make it fit a horse, and you can make a saddle to fit a person. They've got to be happy with the overall look of it, or they're just not going to like it at all. So the hard part is getting out of someone what they like in a saddle.
Isn't that stressful?
It is.
Let's go back to the tree. That's wood. What timber is it?
New Zealand beech is apparently what they make them out of, and it's reinforced with steel, hand-forged, all the rivets, and the steel supports the timber, stops it from splitting, and they both work together to allow a little bit of flexibility without giving too much where it hurts the horse. Yeah.
That's virtually how it was. Right at the beginning, I guess, in making a saddle. Nothing's changed much.
Very little. What we think we're doing new now was done hundreds of years ago.
And the tools you use?
The same. Exactly the same as they were using back then.
What are the challenges now? You've got over the EI, you've got over the Malcolm Fraser issue of tax. What are the challenges now the industry faces?
Trying to beat the imports. We can't compete with the wages they pay overseas. And now it's so simple to send the better leather to Taiwan, Indonesia, those areas. They're actually using the better leathers and paying a dollar a day wages instead of what you need out here. So you're getting almost as good a product coming out of some of those factories as what you can get made in any saddlery shop in Australia.
And does that go for things like the tree?
No. That sort of thing they just don't understand. It's something that's pretty unique to Australia is the stock saddle tree. Well, the stock saddle's pretty unique to Australia. It's not made properly anywhere else in the world. Yeah.
These challenges then you're getting from overseas, does that mean that you're a rare breed these days or will be before too long?
There's plenty of them about, yeah. Yeah, there's saddle makers everywhere if you want nowhere to look, and there's enough people interested in it to keep it going, yeah.
And you'll keep going for a while longer, I guess, Pat?
Well, it's the sort of game I can do till I drop dead at the bench, but hopefully I'll be 100 and a bit by then.
And I'll be pleased to see that too. Well, I won't be around, but nevertheless, I hope you do, in fact. You don't always concentrate on the saddles because you've got an area, the horse capital of Australia, that offers so many other dimensions of the horse industry. So you're looking at bridles, and I'm looking at a shoeing apron, and you've got to do some work on that. The buckles, you have to do some work on those. So a variety of work.
Yeah, pretty much everything. Leather's fun to play with that way. You can do just about anything with it, and that's part of the fun of being a saddle maker, yeah.